the sermon had three points. The first point is we have a debt. The debt we have because we have trespasses. We have passed the line, the borderline, where to live. We didn't live in love, but we passed it. And then everything we do, having passed this borderline of God's holy law, then we are guilty. And Paul, in the letter to the Colossians, he shows also examples how this guilt is developed in our lives. And we must confess, yes, I have debt. That's true. The second point is that this debt now was taken by Jesus Christ. And just like a certificate where this debt was written, then it was taken and it was put on the cross and it was fastened to the cross, so that our debt now has been taken away by Jesus Christ, who lived and died for us. And there was a thief on each side of Jesus Christ. And one of the thieves, he maybe killed somebody. He was really guilty. But he heard Jesus praying, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing." And hearing that, he thought maybe Jesus, he could, in paradise, pray for him and bring him salvation. So he said, "Jesus, think of me when you come in your kingdom." And Jesus answered, "Verily I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." So this thief was forgiven at the very same afternoon. And this forgiveness made him alive in his heart. And that's what Paul, he said in our text, that also you who died in your trespasses, you were made alive together with Jesus when he forgave you all your sins. Forgiveness has this wonderful power making alive. So when we hear about Jesus and his forgiveness, we are made alive in our hearts, so we live with Jesus Christ. Now, some people think it's too easy. There must be something we must do so that we could have more confidence in ourselves. And Paul, he is speaking to the Colossians about two things they thought that they could provide for God to get salvation. The one thing was to pray to angels, to have to see things in your mind, and to be very, very, very fearful to God. Doing such things, could your debt then be taken away? No, your debt is still the same. So that would never help you. Paul, he says that to them. And the other thing is, what about then trying to come up with some commandments? They are very strong, very difficult, but maybe you could do it. Then you could try to do that. Be very hard against your body. Stay away from being happy. What about trying that? Then you may come to heaven. But again, that would never take away your debt before God. Your debt will still be the same. So there is only one salvation. That is Jesus on the cross, that he took all your sins, and that its certificate of our debt was put on the cross. And therefore we are so joyful. We live by this forgiveness, and this forgiveness makes us alive in our hearts. Amen.